This is Kelly Blewett. Tonight I am pleased to offer a review of a new book titled Arthur and Sherlock, which explores the biography of Arthur Conan Doyle as it relates to the creation of Sherlock Holmes. The book is written by Michael Sims, who appeared on this program last year to discuss his book about Thoreau. Like that book, this new one is a complete delight. Arthur Conan Doyle, as you may know, was a mediocre medical doctor with an adventurous streak that could not be suppressed. He wrote in his memoir, and I quote, "Several times in my life, I have done utterly reckless things with so little motive that I have found it difficult to explain them to myself afterwards," end quote. Sims traces some of Conan Doyle's big adventures. He served as a doctor on board for expeditions ranging from the polar ice cap to the eastern coast of Africa. And Sims deftly shows how these experiences became fodder for Conan Doyle's early prose. But travels were not Doyle's only sources of inspiration. Dr. Joseph Bell, a practicing physician who was one of Arthur Conan Doyle's teachers in medical school, was so recognizable in the character of Sherlock Holmes that Robert Louis Stevenson, who also studied medicine at Edinburgh University, wrote to Conan Doyle to inquire, "Can this be my old friend Joe Bell?" Bell was a lively, intelligent man who could startle classes with uncanny observational deduction, and he proved a wonderful model for Sherlock. Sherlock, as a character, both builds on and deviates from the literary tradition of detective fiction, a tradition which, according to Sims, goes all the way back to the Bible itself. Sims suggests that King David is an early prototype of the detective figure. This tradition is most luminously detailed by Edgar Allan Poe, who apparently is a big favorite of Michael Sims. There is something in this book for every Sherlock fan, and the short, vivid chapters keep the pages turning quickly. From Doyle's alcoholic father, who was institutionalized, to the unfair contract that the author received on his first Sherlock book. From early reviewers who couldn't spell the author's name properly, to grand lunches with famous magazine editors with guests like Oscar Wilde, Sims knows how to paint a literary picture that fascinates and delights. This book will take its place along the growing shelf of literary histories presented by this talented and eloquent writer. A version of this review appeared in BookPage magazine. For more information on the title, visit wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.